In a short but powerful comment in this week's Parsha, the Meshech Chachma combines both keen reading of the Psukim, a sharp sensitivity to the Pshat, with a powerful and inspiring and very important Hashkafic idea, a combination which is characteristic of his brilliant Perush al HaTorah. The Pasuk in our Parsha, the well-known Pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tezvav, talks about the choice, the great choice, that stands before all of us. Re'ei nasati lefnecha hayom, we are told, behold, I set before you today, you have a choice, two roads lie before you in life. As hachayim v'satov, you can choose the good and get life, as hamavis v'sara, or you can choose the evil and get death. Right? This is the great moral responsibility that we all have, freedom of choice, two roads, but each road has different consequences, leads to a different destination. The Meshech Chachma, in a sensitive reading of this Pasuk, notices that in fact, this Pasuk sounds eerily similar to a Pasuk we had earlier in Sefer Dvarim, in Parshas Re'eh, in Perek Yud Aleph. And there the Pasuk also starts off with, Re'eh Nasati Lefnechem Hayom. Almost identical introduction. And if the two Pasukim start off the same, the fact that they vary one from the other in the continuation is that much more important. Because, says the Meshech Chachma, in that earlier Pasuk in Re'eh, what are the two choices that lie before us? What are the two roads, the divergent paths? Bracha uklala, blessing and curse. Yet somehow, in our Parsha, the stakes have been raised. Now, bracha and klala are nothing to sneeze at. Who doesn't want blessing? And God forbid, who would want a curse? However, says the Meshech Chachma, somehow, when we get to Parshas Nitzavim, Perek Lamed, the stakes are much higher. Now it's not just blessing and curse, it's Chaim and Mavis. It's actually life and death. Asks the Meshech Chachma, what has changed? Why is it so much worse? Why are the stakes so much higher in our Parsha, in Nitzavim, in Perek Lamed, than they were in Parshas Re'eh, in Perek Yud Aleph? To answer this question, says the Meshech Chachma, one thing changed. But with that, everything changed. And that is the Pasuk that we read just a few Pasukim earlier in our Parsha, in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah, which I'm commanding you today, is not concealed, lo neflesihi mimcha v'lo rechokehi, and it's not far away. It's not in the heavens, it's not on the other side of the ocean. Rather, karav elecha davar ma'od, it's very close to you, b'ficha u'b'vavcha lasoso, you can do it. What is this mitzvah that the Torah is waxing poetic about? Says the Meshech Chachma, based on the comments of the Sefer HaIkarim, Rav Yosef Albo, it's also in the Ramban in our Parsha, they assume that the mitzvah being referred to here is none other than tshuva. Tshuva is introduced to the world, introduced in these psukim, just a few psukim earlier, here in Parshas Nitzavim. Says the Meshech Chachma, the difference between the representation, the presentation in Parshat Re'eh and in our Parsha, is what happened in between them. What happened in between them is a tshuva, it was introduced to the world and introduced to the moral calculus. Says the Meshech Chachma, in Parshas Re'eh, there was no tshuva yet. It hadn't been introduced to the world. And therefore, while you had free choice, and the free choice had consequences, but the stakes were only so high, bracha and klala. However, now that tshuva has already been introduced into the world, when our Parsha speaks about the two choices and the two divergent paths that lie before you, it's not just talking about the possibility that you could choose to sin. It's talking about the possibility that you could choose to sin and not take advantage of doing tshuva. You sinned and you never even repented for that sin. Ah, says the Meshech Chachma, that's much worse. If not only did you sin, but you didn't do tshuva for that sin, you didn't repent for that sin, that is much worse than just sinning in the first place. How so? Why does it make the sin worse? So for this, the Meshech Chachma explains, based on a famous comment of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon comments on the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, which tells us, in a very related message, that we should never forget that ultimately every one of us has to give a din v'cheshbon before God. Which sounds like we're being told to remember that, you know, God notices everything, remembers everything, and ultimately we'll have to give an accounting and accept a judgment for our good and, unfortunately, bad deeds. However, the Gra is sensitive to the language there in the Mishnah. What is the difference, asks the Gra, between Din and Cheshbon. The message basically seems to be the same, the one we already explained and conveyed. So why the double language of Din and Cheshbon? And the Gra says, in a well-known and frankly scary interpretation, that in fact, anytime you sin, you are potentially going to be punished for two things. Not only the actual sin, which is what the Gra says is Din, you'll have a judgment on your actual sin, but you will also be responsible for, and you also may be punished for, the Cheshbon. What's the Cheshbon? That's the mitzvah or mitzvos you could have been doing when in fact you sinned. The squandered and wasted opportunity, the mitzvos you could have been doing, but instead you chose to sin, you're responsible for that wasted and squandered opportunity as well. So you get clopped twice, a double potch, for the sin and for the lost opportunity of the mitzvos never done. That's Din and Cheshbon. So working off of that, based on the Vilna Gaon, says the Meshech Chachma, it's not directly the same thing as the Vilna Gaon, it's not identical, but in the spirit of the Vilna Gaon, says the Meshech Chachma, it's the same thing when it comes to not doing tshuva. It's one thing to do a sin, that's a punishment, and God forbid, that could be a klala. And certainly if we do a mitzvah, that's a bracha. But it could be a klala. However, says the Meshech Chachma, based on the Gra, if not only did we sin, but we didn't do tshuva for that sin, so then it's much worse, because not only are we being punished for the sin, the din, we're also being punished for not taking advantage of the opportunity called tshuva. And to not do tshuva is even worse than the sin. We can think about it in our own life. If someone has hurt us, and then we give them an opportunity to apologize, and they still don't take that, they still don't apologize, that's even worse, that's even more hurtful than the initial pain that they caused. So too says the Meshech Chachma, that's pshat here. That's why it's not just bracha and klala, but it's much worse. It's chayim and mavis. Because now you not only sinned, but you didn't take the opportunity to say you're sorry, to make it right with Hashem. You didn't do tshuva. The Meshech Chachma ends by saying, Zeh Musar Nora. This is a valuable lesson. Indeed.